front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter at Lullabot or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you. All right, now I'm going behind the screens with Chris Vanderwater of Acquia. Chris, what have you been working on recently?
I've been working on an awful lot of blocks and layouts and getting all of that stuff into core in kind of a way that makes it really easy to use for everyone. So if you want to do stuff along these lines today, there are an awful lot of contrib modules that care about this and have opinions about it. And we're trying to build really a best of breed system, put it in core, get lots of eyes on it, and get a lot of momentum behind it. If we get where we want to go, and things are going pretty well in this regard, I would say we'll probably replace Panelizer completely and have all that functionality in core, and also mini panels. So core would ship with modules that could do all of that stuff right out of the box.
Wow, Panelizer and mini panels would both become obsolete. Core would have all of that layout mechanism or all of that underlying functionality ready to go for us.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow, that's a big amount of work to get all that to happen. Drupal 7 building sites in Drupal 7, that was what I relied on, was panels in general, but
yep.
Then all of the ecosystem around it that came with it. So how difficult has it been trying to figure out what pieces of those need to go into core to create that foundation?
Yeah, I think that's been a real learning process. You know, I've spent the better part of probably the last 5 or 6 years involved in that, and not just myself, many other people too. But, you know, we've collectively as a group spent a lot of time figuring out what should be in core, and we had to do it in small steps. Very early on during like the 8.0 cycle, there was a lot of ambition to get panels essentially into core. At least that was my ambition. And it was probably a little overambitious at the time. And, you know, time frames being what they were and just the work schedule that went with doing it, we got a lot less than that actually committed during 8.0. But more people came along to that initiative, more people devoted time to it, and it kind of morphed over time and went to contrib for a while after 8.0 happened, and we took lessons learned there and some pretty great thinking, you know, from that community of people, and brought it back around here in the last 6 months and have what we feel like is a really, really great solution that should be core worthy and should be just part of everybody's default workflow.
So is this going into Drupal 8 in the next version then as an experimental module, or is it already there?
So the ambition is to get it into 8.5 as an experimental module. We've had some really good indications, even in just the last week, that's very likely. There are some nuanced details to that with regard to what we want to ship with. So what we have right now allows for individual entities, fieldable entities, to be overridden with a layout. And that's great. But what we don't want to do is ship a version of Drupal where everybody overrides every node because that's the only way they could do layout. So if we can't ship something that includes a like default layout mechanism, we might end up holding off for another release of 8 until we can have that entire path of code squared away so that people can have same defaults and can also do individually overridden entities. And this really, like, it puts the whole package together in one place. People can still lay out the entities that they want, but they can also have same defaults to fall back on so that not every single entity is customized.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. I'm very excited to have that finally to get up in there.
Me too.
So how has the community been helping out with this? Have you had a lot of support behind you?
Yeah, I think I would say over the years, the support for it has really grown. More people have gotten more experience with what we wanted to do. And old people who were already experienced with it have found time to come along or have had time given to them to come along and do this. So I feel like we have a really great core of people at this point who really know what they're doing, understand the vision, and we're all really aligned, which has made moving through the issue queue much easier than it was, say, earlier in the 8 cycle.
Mm-hmm. So are you still looking for people to come in and help do maybe some issue gardening, some ticket gardening in the issue queue, or where do you need help, and where could people go to participate and help get this moved along?
I think that's a really great question, and we're kind of at an interesting point where we're spinning up some new issues and we're winding down like the main issue that we're working on. So it's kind of difficult for me to say right this second, but there's an implementation issue for a module we call Layout Builder, which will probably, at least for the time being, will be the experimental name of the module we're working towards. So if you find that or its parent issue, that has links to the other issues that we're chasing right now. And so these are things like doing block visibility a little differently than we've done it in the 8x cycle, doing things like handling entity fields as blocks rather than having a custom rendering pipeline just for fields, which gives us the ability in like a layout world to actually put them into different regions because blocks go into regions. And so there's a lot of work around these things happening right now. Even this week, I'll be working on that very issue. So, you know, I think we're always looking for other people who are interested or knowledgeable in that area. And, you know, just kind of find the issues and take a look at them, and I'd be happy to come up with those node IDs.
That'd be awesome, yeah. Anything you can send over, we'll put into the show notes if people want to dig in and lend a hand to get that going into the experimental module community or ecosystem section. I'm sure what you would call that.
Yeah.
So if you could give one piece of advice to somebody who is trying to spin up a Drupal 8 site and wants to get something like they used in Drupal 7 as far as panels and layouts together going, what would be the first thing to do on my Drupal 8 site?
I would really encourage people to probably tend towards a panelizer solution today. What we're trying to get into core has an awful lot of analogs to panelizer, and I'd say there's a really good chance that we write an upgrade path from panelizer to whatever we put into core in the long term. So it's the solution most likely to be forward ported and supported by core in the long term. And it also has a lot of really great features, like, you know, providing defaults on a view mode basis and having individual node level overrides of layout.
Very cool. Okay. All right. So you've been working on this a lot, like you said, over the last few years. What would you do if you woke up tomorrow and the internet was just gone? The Drupal project doesn't need work. There's no way to get online. What do you do?
Well, if the internet were just completely gone, mm-hmm. Not entirely sure how I would make a living. But I would probably end up growing some of my own food and spend an awful lot of time maybe climbing some rocks or something.
There you go. That's kind of the backup question for that one is, what do you want to be when you grow up? Kind of think of it in that
retired. When I grow nice. Up, I want to be retired. I think, you know, picking and choosing what you want to do with your time is really great, and the Drupal community has afforded an awful lot of that to me. If it were to disappear tomorrow, I don't know what I'd do.
It would be sad for sure. It's a shift. I've had some great answers like, I would take a nap. Like, yes, that is definitely number one on the list. And then after that, it's kind of like, yeah, where do you go?
Yeah, well, a long nap. But yeah, you know, I've recently, my entire family has gotten into rock climbing, and we've just really fallen in love with this, and do it about 4 or 5 times a week right now anyway, so I'd probably just do more of that.
That's awesome. Wow, that is a fun family activity.
It is. Yeah, the kids love it. We love it. You know, my wife and I have a really great time. My parents have started coming, so, you know, it's great.
Oh, fun. That is really cool. All right, so I like to end all these interviews with, which I'm going to throw one more question in after this, but it's okay. A separate thing. I like to end the interviews with giving a little bit of thanks back. We all got here thanks to the help of somebody else somewhere along the way. Is there anybody you would like to say thank you to or share some gratitude towards? I know, everybody.
Yeah, that's a long list. I've been doing Drupal for nearly 12 years now. But, you know, while there are a lot of people who have positively influenced my time here, there are two people who I would say probably had the most impact on my career as it exists today. And the first is James Walker, former Lullabot. And one of the, you know, I would say, like, pillars of the community for a very long time. And very early on in my Drupal career, he took the time to actually explain to me what the heck was going on with the image module. And while that did not turn me into a coding prodigy overnight, it set me on the path to at least understanding what was going on from a coding perspective, because I, you know, I went to school for art. And, you know, the second person is Earl Miles, who, you know, in a lot of ways I owe an enormous amount of my career to. And, you know, he's made it possible for me to contribute and help maintain CTools and Page Manager and Panels and the entire, like, layout ecosystem that I'm so heavily involved in today was in large part because he was willing to look at, you know, the stuff I was putting in the issue queue and help push me in the right direction. So, you know, if there were two people I could just straight out thank, they would be it, no doubt.
Very nice. That's excellent. Yeah, we tend to, we don't hear so much from them anymore, but they really are, like you said, the pillars. They laid the foundation for what we've got going on right now.
Yeah, and, you know, it's, it, I mean, still get to talk to Earl semi-regularly. So, you know, while we don't see them at community events necessarily, they're still around and still involved in their own way.
Yeah, very nice. All right, and so my last question then, and this is leading up towards Halloween. I'm not sure if we're going to do, like, how we're going to structure this between the two Lullabot podcasts, but so leading up to Halloween, do you have any really good, like, tech horror stories? Something that just went terribly, terribly wrong that you would like to share? Oh. that you'd feel safe sharing?
Yeah, you mean that I can share?
Right.
A lot of my job ends up being to hop in on a project that maybe something didn't go quite to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, while I have a number of those stories, I'm not sure that I have one I can share off the top of my head. We'll stick with the layout theme. When I joined Acquia, I actually joined in the marketing division, and that was a lot of fun, but for various reasons, I ended up moving over to PS. And the first big project I really helped out with in PS was it was an early build on the Drupal 7 version of Lightning, which is Acquia's install profile for, you know, kind of encapsulates a lot of our best practices of what modules we think you should be using and what basic config you should be using. But very early in its life cycle, it wasn't really ready for prime time development, and we had decided that we were going to go ahead and use it on a project. And so trying to get revision handling of layouts in Drupal 7 is a trick even today. So, you know, doing this nearly 3 years ago was quite the trick. And there was a lot of kind of rearranging of exactly how panels and workbench moderation all integrated together, or rather panelizer, and to call it a horror story might actually be a bit of an understatement. I'm not sure I can get more detailed than that, though.
That's a good one. It's like getting behind the scenes, like, what are the people at Acquia, what are the people up at the top really struggling with and getting into? So it's not easy for all of us.
Yeah, well,
it's not really easy for anybody, I would say.
I would say, you know, bringing that around full circle, a lot of the features we see going into this next core release on this topic are lessons learned from events just like that. So, you know, we're handling the layout definitions within the individual overrides as a field, which means if the entity it's associated to is revisionable, we have revision history of every change you ever made to layout. right? Which is exactly the sort of things that our customers want to see. And they want to start doing forward revisions to layout so that they can change the layout, approve what it's going to look like, and then hit the publish button and have that magically show up. And while I won't claim that we're there yet, we've definitely laid the foundation to begin making that a real legitimate possibility directly in core out of the box.
Wow. That would be amazing. Very cool.
Cool.
Well, thanks for taking the time, Chris. It's been great.
I'm happy I could. Thanks for having me.
If you're looking to level up your Drupal chops, check out Drupalize Me. Drupalize Me lets you learn Drupal whenever and wherever you need to, with written and video tutorials that cover the full range of Drupal topics. Whether you're just jumping into Drupal or you're a seasoned developer, we are here to help. Check us out at drupalize.me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have any ideas for future segments or topics or any comments, reach out on Twitter at VoicesBTS or shoot me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Don't forget to pop onto iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Until next time.